I guess the theme we've been kind of keeping on for the last few months here is this Canadian dollar, and you've talked about it rising substantially. You've seen a pretty big breakthrough at this point, Darryl?
Today was kind of a key number, Ray. We got to 87 about a week ago, and then the market took profits in the Canadian currency and moved it down to a level just below 85. I was looking for a drop to a little lower level than that, pulling back maybe about half of the recent advance into the 82, 83 area, but we didn't get that. Right at 85, it held very, very firm and broke out of that previous high at 87 today and closing almost at the 88 level.
So this is a breakthrough, a run to higher levels at this point now, Darryl?
Well, I would see this now going to attract more additional foreign capital into the Canadian currency. Of course, there's trigger points that, you know, do that, and, you know, trade at large will have various levels where they want to move money from one jurisdiction to another. And I would say that after today's action, we'll look for more upside in the dollar.
Darryl, have you put a target to where this next top may be for the loonie, where it'll kind of find a resting place?
Well, I'm just working basically off historical weekly and monthly charts, Ray. And so the next spot I got marked off here is at the 90 level. And I would expect at the 90 level we should again have some profit taking. But as we mentioned in previous broadcasts, there's certainly a lot of momentum behind this currency. And it wouldn't be a stretch to see us return to the par level again.
Darryl, you've talked before about this being related to the interest in the U.S. greenback. Is the interest falling off that now?
Very much so, and of course debt issues were a concern. But, you know, offsetting that some months ago was the fact people were very, very unsure about where to position money just as a safe haven. And the American dollar has always been perceived as a safe haven currency, but the sheer size of these debts and the intervention by the U.S. government and the economy is now starting to cause some concern in international circles. And I believe that's why we're seeing money flows moving out of the American dollar into other currencies like Canada, New Zealand, and Australia.
So, Darryl, I guess for our producers out there, we've already seen a significant increase, 8-9 cents since the lows. This could have a major impact?
Well, it does. You know, if you take any sizable farming operation and gross up the sales for the year, factor into, you know, the change in currency even by 10 cents, you know, lots of operations will be looking at $100,000 or more dollars less returns, same in the wheat board pool accounts because of the rise in the currency. So this issue, as we've mentioned before, deserves as much attention as, you know, minimizing input expenses and minimizing taxes, because it's clearly a loss in revenue when you are offside on the dollar. If you need any further information, contact Darryl at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com/marketminute.